Do realtors believe home staging can help their clients? That's a question I ask when meeting realtors to get their sense of how they sell a home. And I want to share what I've learned over the past few years as I stage homes for both clients and realtors. Hi, it's Kasia McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. Pardon the interruption, one quick thing. If you are moving soon and you're listening to this podcast because you want to get tips on how to get your house sold faster, and may need something to help you stay organized before, during, and after the move, check out my PCS Moving Checklist Planner. It has 14 spreadsheets in Google Sheets that you can edit and print. I have checklists to remind you to pick up records, what to do with utilities, household items, pre-packing, packing the car, and so much more. Plus, I even have checklists to move a small business with you and all those ankle biter tasks you need to do for your small business. And checklists for an international move. So check out my PCS Moving Checklist Planner. It's on my Etsy shop. I'm gonna put the link in the show notes. And this is not just for military moves. Anyone can benefit from these moving checklists to stay organized. Like I said, I'll leave the link in the show notes. Welcome back to another Creative Home Podcast. I am your host, Kasia McDaniel. Thank you so much for listening. And as I've mentioned in previous episodes, home staging, the definition of it, is the art of decorating a home to sell and not decorate to live in it. Now, home staging, when you do that to a home, it is going to feel different to the homeowner, and it may not even look like their home anymore after we get done. In fact, I kind of play the home staging therapist when staging a client's home, and I'll share that story later. But I do always start when I talk to a homeowner, well, before we start staging, that I explain to them, this is going to look different. Your home is going to feel different. It's not going to feel like your home anymore, because we're trying to help nudge you out the door to help you move. Because some of you may be very reluctant when it comes time to moving. And that may be something, maybe you need that little nudge, that push, right? And that's where, like I say, I kind of became the home staging therapist. But yeah, I warn them ahead of time before we start moving things around. They may not like it. And I'll share a story with you about one recent client where he just wasn't too thrilled with the changes I was making. So what do realtors believe? Okay, let's get into that. So I wanted to share with you some statistics according to the National Association of Realtors. And I'm going to quote this, that it was the most common for sellers agents to use a staging service, which is 24%. And their agents also said that it depends on the situation and whether the agents also personally offered to stage the home. Because sometimes the realtors will actually stage the home. They may not have a staging person on their staff, or they might. They may call on somebody as a separate service. They just offer as part of their service. And maybe that's something that they pay for the homeowner, or it may not. You know, it really depends. But as you can see, 24% home staging is not used by all agents. Sometimes the homeowners already know they have to edit and stage their home prior to showing it to a realtor. So it may even be done even before the realtor even sees it, which is what I recommend, because that way it kind of gives them a better idea as to how to list your home. Because once they see all the changes you've already made, they're like, oh, well, yeah, we don't need to do very much here. Let's go start, you know, getting the pictures done. Let's get it marketed, you know, all that stuff. So that may be part of that statistics. And this is countrywide. This is within the United States. So again, each area is going to be a little bit different. If you live in a smaller town, maybe home staging is not as prevalent as it is in like bigger cities like Charlotte, New York, Los Angeles, you know, places like that. I'm in North Carolina, so it is starting to catch on more now here in my area. And people have heard about it. Definitely shows like HGTV have helped in the past. But there are still some people who maybe have lived in their home for many, many years and just are not used to hearing about that, right? So here's another statistics I want to share with you. 23% of sellers' agents said that they staged all sellers' home prior to listing them for sale. All of them. 23%, okay? And only 10% noted that they only staged homes that were difficult to sell. So if they knew there was something, unique, or that the rooms were kind of difficult to, maybe the flow wasn't quite right, then they would bring a home stager in, okay? That's still kind of low in my mind, okay? So again, not all agents believe that staging can help them sell a house, okay? So some believe it can help them, while others do not even try. Some will look to just declutter and that's it, when decluttering is part of the staging process anyway. That's just the first step, what I'm doing, okay? But there's also other things like moving things in correct spaces and places to make the space look bigger, using the correct color palette, opening up, what is it that you want to, show off in that home to make it unique and make it stand out in the seller's eyes or the buyer's eyes. So that they can remember that house. And when they go back in their minds, when they're trying to decide which house should I put an offer on, they go, oh, remember that one with the fantastic views? Or that one had 3 bedrooms that we can easily turn into a nursery, or whatever it is. Maybe there's a bonus room that you need for, maybe you stay work at home, those kinds of things. So those are the types of things that you want people to remember your house by, not the fact that, oh, remember that house that was all dark and dingy and just, oh, yeah, you don't want that kind of a reaction, okay? So what else do they believe? Let me explain some of the situations where I've had requests from real estate agents so that you kind of have an idea of what people have been asking for, okay? So for example, some real estate agents will just empty out the house because there's too much stuff in it and too much to work with. So they just have everything just pulled out. Just say, you know what, it's gonna be easier just to get rid of everything. You can move out, you can move into your next location, whatever it may be. We're gonna show the empty house. Again, and I didn't realize this was statistics until I actually saw this happen for myself. And I was like, huh. Wow, that was wow, ing okay, interesting. So I've shared the statistics before where empty houses, when people walk through it, they take about on average 7 to 8 minutes to walk through an empty house versus 30 to 40 minutes in a staged home. And I'm like, huh, really? And I actually happened to go to an open house, one of the houses a while back. It was empty. And I kind of wanted to see, was it really, really empty when I walked in? Sure enough, there was another young couple that was walking through it. And I literally think they like zipped through the house because there was nothing to see, nothing to slow them down to enjoy the view. Because it was all empty, there's nothing to look at and help them envision themselves living in that home. And I think literally they were maybe in that house for about 5 minutes, maybe. I'm like, huh, what well, that was. That was interesting to see that. I did not realize that was as true that was. So I'll share that with you now. So empty houses, people, you want them to stick around longer. And in a house that is staged, there's going to be someone in there for about half an hour to 40 minutes. So if you have a showing of your house and it's staged with furniture and everything in there, expect to stay out of your house for a while. Go out and go have dinner. Go run some errands, whatever. Plan to be out of your house for a while, because there was one time we were waiting for the buyers to go through our house, and literally like 45 minutes later, I'm like, are they done yet? What is taking them so long? I'm like, holy cow, what are they measuring things? What's going on? And that's what you want them to do. You want them to take their time to look around and go, oh yeah, they have a dining room table. We have one too. That will fit in here nicely. Or, oh, there's an office. Or, hey, we can totally turn this into a game room. Whatever it is, you know what I mean? You want them to take their time, take the measurements that they want, try out different things, look in the cabinets. That's what they're gonna do. Okay? So, yeah. Another example is they want to stage it with rental furniture after the homeowners move out. So, I used to stage empty homes before. I don't have the rental furniture myself, but I did this a few years ago where a military couple had short notice orders. So they had to move out. They moved out and lived in a trailer for about a week or so until they actually physically moved and left the area. But I brought in rental furniture, and it before I even walked in there, because they had decided that we're going to paint the walls and things like that too. They had big, huge dog crates. There was just clutter everywhere. It just would need to be reorganized. I'm like, yeah, I don't have the time or the effort. We're just going to take everything out and then put in rental furniture. Okay, that's one way to do it. All right, if that's somewhere that you live that can homestager can bring in rental furniture, that's fantastic. Okay, another couple recently wanted to do the same thing because they had two small children and dogs, and they didn't want to deal with the hassle of staging using their existing furniture. They're just like, nope, we don't want to deal with that. We have to deal with toddlers and dogs, and it's just, you know, it's just easier for us to move out and just bring in rental furniture, and that's it. So there are those kind of scenarios where you can do that too. Okay. Another example is staging it while the homeowner lives in the home, which is totally fine and totally doable. We've done that for every single house that we've lived in and sold. Okay. And it, yes, it does get a little bit more difficult to stage a house while living in it. But my philosophy is the less stuff you have out and about and not packed away, the less stuff you have, the less stuff you have to make a mess. You know what I mean? If it's not even available for you to grab and make a mess with, then you can't make a mess as much, right? And then don't have to clean it up right before a showing, right? So like kids' toys. Oh yeah, I've had to ship up, pack up kids' toys and like literally put them in a storage unit so they couldn't even see them. Literally, like the Legos, anything small that you could put in your hand, you know, all that kind of stuff was just taken away. It just made it so much easier for cleanup, right? So, but there is some emotional attachment to things, right? When you start putting things away. And I want to share a review by Angela Thompson with Keller Williams here in Moore County in North Carolina. And she paid for the staging because she really believed we needed to help this homeowner to, you know, take things out. She loved all his artwork, and I just want to share a couple of things that she said that I'm like, yeah, this is so right on, right? So she had a great time with me staging our coming soon listing. I learned a lot and can be difficult to have conversations about putting things away that your clients love. And she wanted to share some things. Number one, we don't hate your belongings. We actually love your collection too, but we are selling the home, not your collection. And that is so spot on. It is funny because the homeowner, I kept telling him he had a bunch of nude photos and nude things all over the place. And I'm like, we really need to take those down. He's like, what? But that's art. I'm like, I understand. I totally get it. But you don't want to offend anybody coming in. This is, yes, your home, but they have to imagine themselves living in it. They don't want to see all these nude pictures of people all over the place. And it's like, that's not art to them. They may love a different kind of art for all you know. And that's what you're trying to have them imagine living them in that home, not trying to figure out, well, that painting has, you know, even though they know the pictures don't come with the house, they know that, but you got to do all that stuff to help, you know, let people remember again, what are they going to remember about that house? Oh, the house with all the nude pictures in it. No, I know, right? Exactly. But we're selling the house, not your collection. So I love it. She's like, we don't hate your belongings, and we don't. They may be some beautiful pieces there. But some things were like, okay, we need to take down all those personal photos. Yes, I know. You're gonna be like, what? I'm like, I have like, yeah, we put away, I don't know, probably 50 family photos away in that house. There were a lot, little ones, big ones, you know, all, yeah, they all need to come down. So that was, I love that quote that we don't hate your belongings. We don't. It's just, we're trying to help you sell your house for top dollar. You wanna get the most bang for your money, right? And that's what we're trying to do. Number two, some of your belongings are amazing and we need to keep the attention on your home, not your things. Same thing here. She loved the eclectic lifestyle that he had in there. He had little things here and there, which was fine, but certain things we wanted to put away. Again, that was his lifestyle. That's his life. Again, we want to show off how you, as the buyer, can imagine yourselves in the home. All right. Number three, having a professional gently give advice helps us realtors from looking like the bad guy. Oh yeah, and she did a great job with this. It was kind of funny. I'm like, I'll play the bad cop. I don't care. That's fine. That I understand you as a realtor want to keep the professional relationship with your clients. I totally get that. That's part of your job. That's what you want. You be the good cop. That's fine. I'll be the bad cop. Now, I'm not going to be rude about it. I just may be a little bit pushy, maybe. In a way, I try not to be, but again, here comes my therapist hat. again, we're trying to help them move out. You know, some of the things they probably won't take with them when they go to the new house. He was downsizing. He's not going to take, if any, very little out of that house that he had in there that would probably have to be sold anyway, right? So there was going to be some things that, you know, he's going to have to depart with anyway. This was like part of the step that he would have to take anyway, right? Okay. So it was a lot of, look, this is temporary. Some of these things, you will see these things again. Some of the things that are most important to you, you will see again, whether it's your pictures or your family photos, your artwork, whatever it may be that's more important to you, you will see it again. We just have to put it away for right now. Okay. And like I said, I'm okay with being the bad cop. That is perfectly fine. You guys can play the good cop. No problem. I don't mind. And then listen to the stories and laugh. It's a great icebreaker. Yeah, they're gonna tell you stories about where they got their artwork, where they got this rug, where they got this picture, this whatever significant thing to them. And then just, you know, wow, that you got that from a, you know, an army guy, a marine guy from doing this or that, or a veteran who did this. You know, they always have amazing stories. They really do. So this is the part, like I said, where I played therapist. And it was part to help him move on and get ready for his next chapter in life. And this was eye-opening to him because he hadn't moved in 20 years. I was like, oh wow, okay. And there were times when I would start putting things away, he's like, oh my gosh, okay, I need to sit down. I need to take a breath. You keep taking all these things down. I'm like, I know, I'm sorry, but we're trying to help you and help you sell your house for top dollar. That's the idea here, okay? By removing and editing the rooms in his house, we are able to show off the view out on the golf course, but also see each space as it was intended to be used. The living room, the dining room, the kitchen. So you can see the flow of everything without it being cluttered and being, you know, stopping as you go through each room, right? So in the end, you will find realtors who either believe home staging helps or it doesn't. And it's really up to you as the homeowner to see if your ideas match those of your realtor. You may not be convinced, but the realtor may feel strongly for it. Try it and see. And this is where my therapy hat comes on. And this was, like I said, only a temporary thing. When you're staging a home, you have all your stuff back again later. And like I've told Angela before too, and she's a fantastic realtor, I was like, look, especially when you have kids and they pack up kids' stuff, on the other end, it is like Christmas for the kids when they open up their boxes and find their toys again that they haven't seen for, I don't know, maybe it's been a few weeks or something like that, right? Because they have packed it up, the movers have taken it, and then it takes a while to get over to your next house, whatever it may be. It's like Christmas for them, right? And they will gladly go open up those boxes while you open up your boxes in your new home. All right. So I hope this has given you some idea on what realtors believe in home staging. Some of it they say helps, and like I showed you some statistics, some of it they don't even do staging, and some of them do, you know, do not do it. Some of them do. So let me know if you have any questions. I'd love to answer them. I hope you guys have a fantastic week, and we'll talk to you later.